Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News at Noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 58 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk says he is disappointed by the reconciliation bill that narrowly passed the House last week. He says that big budget just costs too much. Independent analysts have calculated the plan could add billions or trillions to the national debt. The Trump administration rejecting North Carolina's recent request for additional FEMA funding for the cleanup from Tropical Storm Helene last fall. Here's ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein appealed the decision last month. FEMA's acting administrator responds that after a careful and thorough review, 6 more months of full federal funding for the Helene cleanup is, quote, not warranted. States typically pick up 25% of the cost of debris removal and other emergency measures, while the federal government pays 3/4 of the cost. Former President Biden granted North Carolina a 100% federal cost share after the storm.
The Gaza Health Ministry says one person was killed, dozens more hurt when a desperate crowd rushed an aid distribution center in Gaza. This is ABC News. President Trump expected to pardon the stars of the TV show Chrisley Knows Best. ABC's Rachel Scott says they were convicted of swindling banks and the IRS out of millions of dollars.
President Trump set to fully pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley after they were convicted of tax evasion and bank fraud. The president calling their daughter Savannah from the Oval Office with the news.
That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing because your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow.
Prosecutors calling the couple career swindlers who made a living by jumping from one fraud scheme to another, lying to banks, stiffing vendors, and evading taxes at every corner.
Police continue scouring the Ozarks for someone who got out of jail illegally. Former police chief Grant Hardin from Arkansas, convicted rapist and murderer, walked out of prison on Sunday, 10 days after 10 men also escaped from a jail in New Orleans. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mainly cloudy skies with scattered light showers and drizzle, a high of 63. Tonight, showers diminishing, staying mostly cloudy, however, with patchy fog, a low of 50. And tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 73. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 49, it's 59 degrees.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash last night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffin, 37, of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52, of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor pulling a large planter traveling in front of Griffin. The investigation determined that Griffin collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Griffin was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Griffin was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department, Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. The Memorial Day weekend fatality count on Wisconsin roads stands at 9. In Lincoln County, a 22-year-old woman is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle for a single vehicle crash early Sunday morning, which killed a 26-year-old passenger. Other deaths included a crash in Marinette County Friday night in which three people were killed when a driver ran a stop sign in a wrong-way crash on I-43 in Ozaukee County Monday morning, which killed two and critically injured a third person. Two others died in crashes on Sunday in Racine County and Jefferson County. The body of a missing boater recovered from a Madison lake is identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office confirms the body of 25-year-old Colin Y. Smith of Madison was recovered from Lake Monona last Friday. His preliminary cause of death is listed as drowning. Smith was one of four people on board a sailboat which overturned on the lake a week and a half earlier. One person made it to shore and the others were rescued after clinging to a kayak. A statement from the Smith family thanks the community for its prayers and support and the voluntary Bruce's Legacy search and recovery team and others for their loved ones' recovery. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said, "We're mortgaging our children's future." He also said it was immoral and it has to stop. He criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crime, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. A bill at the state capitol would give food delivery and rideshare drivers an option to access benefits. The proposal, which received a hearing Tuesday, would create a portal for drivers working for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to contribute 4% of their quarterly earnings toward personal health care and retirement savings accounts. Companies employing the drivers would not be required to contribute, and the individual drivers could choose to allocate additional funds to their accounts. The bill specifies that drivers participating in the plan are independent contractors and not employees. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived the negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he is focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents right now. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has already entered the race on the Republican side. Elon Musk is criticizing the centerpiece of President Donald Trump's legislative agenda, saying he's disappointed in what the president calls his big, beautiful bill. It's a significant fracture in a partnership that was forged during last year's campaign and was poised to reshape American politics and the federal government. Musk made his comments in an interview with CBS that came out Tuesday night. He said the legislation undermines the work of his Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. Republicans recently pushed the legislation through the House and are debating it in the Senate. U.S. stocks are drifting a day after leaping back within a few good days' worth of gains from their all-time high. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday, after flipping from an early modest gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 123 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Astronomers have discovered a strange new object in our Milky Way galaxy. The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month. Top weather agencies warn that the world should get ready for several years of even more record-breaking heat that pushes the globe to more deadly, fiery, and uncomfortable extremes. Wednesday's five-year forecast from the World Meteorological Organization and the UK Meteorological Office says there's an 80% chance the world will break another annual temperature record in the next 5 years, and it's even more probable that the world will again exceed the international temperature threshold set 10 years ago. Scientists say that means more heat deaths, wildfires, nastier hurricanes, downpours, and droughts. The Richland School Board gained a new member and lost a member at last night's special board meeting. Board Clerk Sheila Troxell gave the oath of office to new member Jill Sharp, who filled the board vacancy following the resignation of Robin Dickman. The board also accepted the verbal resignation of board member Lee Van Landite. On Wednesday, May 14th, Van Landite verbally resigned from the Richland School Board of Education. This verbal statement was made twice in the presence of Steve Board, District Administrator, and fellow board members Aaron Unbehan and Scott Bailing. However, state statutes provides that a school board vacancy is effective when given by a school officer to the district board. As such, the resignation is effective when presented to the board. The board also approved a change order for work at the primary school for an amount not to exceed $29,695 and the hiring of Shay Klitko as a social studies teacher for the 2025-26 school year. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge who left court to try to arrest a hospitalized defendant and get into an argument with another defendant. The court Tuesday suspended Ellen Burrs for a week, beginning June 26th. A state judicial commission complaint filed last year says Burr's left court in December 2021 to arrest a defendant who didn't show up for trial that day because he was in the hospital. The complaint also accuses Burr's of warning a defendant in a child sexual assault case in 2019 that she would remember his attempts to delay if he was found guilty. A person was injured in a single vehicle crash in Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the crash on State Highway 80 in the township of Eden. Cobb Fire, Cobb First Responders, Highland Fire, Highland EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. One occupant of the vehicle was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the accident. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. A new junk fee is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Okay, summer parties will be here before you know it. If you don't have your party dress yet, don't worry. At the Creative Outlet, we are running a 40% off sale on all women's dresses. This sale includes short and long formal dresses, wedding dresses, and casual party dresses of all sizes. Tag color sales still apply for even bigger discounts. Come on in and save at least 40% off your new favorite dress at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 59 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1224. During the summer, a large number of venues hold events that include concerts, festivals, and sporting events. Many consumers purchase tickets in advance to attend these events and should be cautious when doing so. There is a new junk fees rule that is good news for ticket buyers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The FTC junk fees rule requires businesses to disclose total prices up front, including in advertisements. And this means that those hidden fees for entertainment and sports events will be a thing of the past. So misleading fees are also prohibited, with businesses being required to disclose what is being charged and why, as well as which fees are refundable. But an important note is that the variable fees like taxes and shipping do not need to be shown until later in a transaction, because they can change depending upon the individual consumer's location and their choices that they make.
When buying tickets, there are a few things consumers should do to avoid being scammed.
When buying a ticket, I want all the consumers to purchase directly from an official vendor, such as the venue or an official promoter, because this protects them from scams that make it easier to process a refund if necessary later on. So you need to check if the seller is a member of the National Association of Ticket Borrowers at natb.org, because member organizations guarantee certain protections for ticket buyers. Use a credit card. We've talked about those built-in protections against fraud over the years. These payment methods like debit cards, wire transfer, cryptocurrency, payment apps, and cash, if you can avoid them at all possibilities, because they really just don't have that traceability or those protections. Know the refund policy before making a purchase, because official sellers should provide clear information about refund eligibility and those processes. And if these details are not provided, maybe consider another official seller or passing on the purchase.
If an event is canceled, Michelle Reinen tells what to do to receive a proper refund.
Wisconsin has a law that protects consumers from losing most prepaid admission fees when ticketed events are canceled or rescheduled. There are some exceptions, but to get that refund, to obtain it for a canceled event, the ticket purchaser has to take action. They have to contact the event promoter. That can be different than the person you purchased the ticket from, and present the ticket within 90 days of cancellation. But then if you're trying to obtain a refund for a rescheduled event, again, you have to contact the promoter and present your ticket no later than 30 days after the originally scheduled event date. Then the promoter has to provide these refunds within 60 days. And there are very precise details to this, so you can look that up at Consumer Protection. It's an added protection there for a lot of different events, and it only works well if you're buying your tickets from the proper sources, those promoters and ticket authorized sellers. So that's why we really want to make sure people are all prepared up front before that summer festival season starts.
If you are a victim of a ticket buying scam or want more information on what to avoid, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to slow down on our roadways for turtles that are emerging from waterways to nest. Wisconsin's 11th turtle species lay eggs in shallow, buried nests from late May through June, where they are often seen along roads and in residential yards. Drivers can help reduce turtle road mortality, a leading cause of turtle decline throughout Wisconsin, by being cautious when driving near swamps, lakes, and rivers. Here are some ways Wisconsinites can help turtles from now through July. Protect nest. Follow instructions and a step-by-step video on how to build a nest cage that keeps predators out and allows hatchlings to exit on their own. Drive cautiously, slow down, be alert, and reduce distractions, especially on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Share your sightings. Report turtle observations, road crossings, and nest sites using the DNR's reporting form to help manage and protect turtles more effectively. You can also report suspicious illegal activity associated with turtles to the DNR's violation hotline online or by calling or texting 1-800-847-9367. A summer resource fair will be held today from 3 to 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. It will be a way for you to find out what is available to you and your family in the area throughout the summer. Anyone is welcome to attend. You do not have to be a resident of Richland Center. Staff and representatives from various organizations will be on hand to answer your questions, and Richland Center City Utilities will be offering free grilled hamburger and brat meals. It's 59 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HD2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 1233. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84 of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok today from 4 until 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Stittleberg is survived by her husband Gordon, three children, Mark and Sherry, Todd and Kathy, and Shannon, 22 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, older brother Donovan Santis, sisters-in-law Gladys and Sandra Santis, Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Philip Catholic Church in Soldiers Grove. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Torkelson Funeral Home of Toma is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Ryan is survived by his partner, Pam Steinmetz, son, Michael Ryan and Leah Shillard, daughter, Megan and Austin Dunn, four grandchildren, a brother, Michael Ryan, sister, Sarah and Richard Kinney, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud, Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, Rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements. Nolan Turnmeyer is survived by his wife, Julie, stepson, Shannon Swigum, his children, Anita Holman and Alfred Turnmeyer, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial will be in the Viola Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Doug Heisel is survived by his wife, Kathy, two daughters, Nicole and Phil Benson, and Holly Heisel, five grandchildren, two brothers, Steve Heisel and Barb Edwards, and Carl Heisel, and two sisters, Pam Heisel and Sandy Heisel. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Kataravic is survived by his wife, Jeanette, son, Lon and Patty Kataravic of Prairie du Sac, two grandsons, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, other relatives, friends, and neighbors. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m., or longer if attendees remain, at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Bring Dad out for a sizzling event of grilled favorites, drinks, and a dazzling lineup of classic cars. It's the perfect way to celebrate Dad with great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. That's the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, June 12th, 5 through 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Be there and cruise into a great time. All are welcome to bring your classic car and join in the fun. Help them celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh-picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share, EBT, and SNAP Quest cards are also welcome, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compere Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
A number of couples are celebrating an anniversary today. They include Jeremy and Emily Durst, Jerry and Vicki Campbell, Avery and Celeste Manning, Tony and Peggy Andrada, Ryan and Val Keegan, and Greg and Sue Bailey. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far today, we picked up generally a few hundredths up to a quarter inch of rain across our listening area, and still a bit more on the way through this evening, although it will be patchy in nature. Otherwise, this whole weather system will slide away from us tomorrow. Should leave us with partly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. Maybe some isolated showers popping up in the afternoon. Not only tomorrow, but Friday into Saturday as well, with some weak disturbances nearby, kind of clashing with the warm air that will be in place. In fact, we'll have temperatures running as much as 5 to 10 degrees above normal early next week. It's going to feel quite balmy. And it'll turn more humid as well. Looks like a front could finally catch up with us toward about Tuesday night or Wednesday of next week, with our next best chance of some widespread showers and storms. That forecast for the rest of today around here, mainly cloudy on the cool side. Scattered light rain or drizzle with highs in the lower 60s. Northeast and north wind between 5 and 10. Showers diminish tonight, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low near 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer with a stray afternoon shower, thunderstorm possible. High near 73 and winds out of the north-northwest between 5 and 10. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy, quite warm. Just an isolated afternoon shower, thunderstorm. Low 51 with a high near 80. The outlook for Saturday, partly cloudy and mild, with still a small chance of a shower, thunderstorm during the afternoon. Low in the mid-50s with highs in the upper 70s. As we go into Sunday, pleasant with plenty of sunshine, low 52, high 79. Monday, summer-like heat with sunshine continuing, highs in the middle 80s. And by next Tuesday, partly sunny and humid. Thunderstorms are possible, especially late, highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 70, our low this morning was 49. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 59. The record high for this date set in 2018 is 94. The record low 30 was set in 1961. Last year's high was 64 with a low of 49. Sunset tonight will be at 8:31, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:26. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.11. Relative humidity is 85%, and we have received 13 hundredths of an inch of rain. It's currently a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How the Food as Medicine movement helps farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Locally grown food is perfect for the food as medicine movement. Fresh food is generally a healthier option, according to Paula Martin, who works with the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities in Traverse City, Michigan.
We understand that local food and farming systems help keep money locally. It promotes health significantly, and we really do want to preserve farmland.
Martin says the Groundwork Center works to serve multiple locales around Michigan, and that's good for farmers in those areas.
We support farmers by finding markets for them and getting locally grown food into our food access and emergency programs. We make sure it's equitably distributed.
Martin says healthy foods options are becoming more of a staple in the healthcare arena.
The state of Michigan will be launching in June part of their Medicaid health plans in lieu of medical services. And that does cover prescriptions for produce programs, medically tailored meal programs, medically tailored groceries, and then healthy food boxes.
Martin was participating in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. You can find a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And I'll have more from that event tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A lot of variability in weather this spring so far. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A mix of weather patterns across the U.S. Corn Belt is impacting planting progress and early crop development. Climatologist Brian Fuchs says drought conditions have improved in many areas of the western Corn Belt, but he tells Brownfield some farmers in the eastern Corn Belt have struggled to plant due to excessive rainfall, but pockets of dryness are starting to develop.
Portions of Illinois, southern Wisconsin, northern Indiana, northeastern Missouri, we're kind of really watching that corridor. They just haven't seen as much precipitation as their neighbors have, not seeing too many issues to worry about. It looks like most of the crop got in the ground okay out there.
A southern Illinois agronomist says farmers in his region have lost a month of the growing season.
The last time that I ran a tractor across the field was April 28th, doing some burn down on cover crops.
John Pike, who farms and operates Pike Ag LLC, says near constant cool, rainy weather has made the 2025 planting season a slog.
I've not had a window to even spread fertilizer, much less do any planting, so I've not opened a bag of seed. And in talking to several friends and cooperators from Metropolis up to almost I-70, and there's several people that are in that situation.
Pike is also concerned because planting in wet soil conditions can have long-lasting negative impacts on fields, so he's optimistic next week's forecasted sunshine comes to fruition. The Great Lakes Ag Labor Services General Manager says inconsistencies in USDA's latest farm labor survey continue to trouble farm employers. Sarah Black tells Brownfield.
You could be in a room with 100 farmers and ask them who got the farm labor survey, and you might be lucky if one raises their hand.
She says the survey is not meant to be a wage discovery tool, but results are being used to set mandatory rates for H-2A guest workers. Black says results in the Lake region are significantly higher than domestic wage trends.
You have to ask yourself, well, how can wages go up 9% when all of the other economic indicators, whether it's inflation or indicators that track wages, are down in the 2 to 3%? How is this survey consistently three times that?
She says USDA has not been transparent about what data goes into the results. Black says she is encouraged that improvements can be made with U.S. Secretaries of Ag and Labor committing to address farm labor needs in recent hearings. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield the Make America Healthy Again Commission report was not as critical of crop pesticides as he anticipated. The Iowa Republican says he's had meetings with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to discuss modern agricultural practices. Another MAHA report is expected in August. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The suicide rate among those in the ag industry is nearly 10 points above the national average.
We need to make it not taboo. You know, we talk about COVID. We talk about all these other things that happen. But we still don't seem to want to really have that open, candid conversation about mental health. You don't have to have any fancy letters behind the back of your name. You can be just a normal, everyday person and just be like, hey, are you okay? And be willing to sit down and talk to that person if they're not and validate that.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. Bids have yet to surface. A few asking prices have been noticed at $222 live in the South and parts of Texas, but the rest of cattle country is quiet. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Market in Missouri, steers 450 to 650 pounds were mostly steady to $5 lower. Steers 700 to 750 pounds were from $5 to $10 higher. Heifer calves were mostly steady. There were two loads of yearling heifers in the day's offering that sold steady to $5 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers 553 to 585 pounds brought $387 to $400. Feeder steers 909 pounds brought $295. Medium and large one feeder heifers 506 to 521 pounds brought $344 to $370. Box beef was sharply higher and firm at midday on very good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 202 at 364.77. Select is 12 cents higher at 350.95. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork remains a focal point for the market. It will be interesting to see where China stacks up in this week's export sales report following its return to the purchasers list last week. The industry remains optimistic that domestic demand could see a boost with the return of the summer grilling season. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 96.41. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had no comparison, but weighted averages of 98.81. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. Illinois slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $54 to $64. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.08 at $102.65. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's been estimated that one in four farmers struggles with mental health.
We have such a responsibility to not only the farmers and ranchers and corn growers and everybody else out there that's feeding the nation, but we have a responsibility to our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow children, to ask them if they're okay, to tell them that it's okay to not be okay. We live in a world where we can be anything we want. The most important thing to be is kind.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Hog futures are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Planting's faster than average. Some states should wrap up soon, and emergence is solid. USDA's first crop rating of the season for soybeans is expected to be out next week. July beans are 11 and a quarter lower at 10.51 and a quarter. August is down 10 and a half at 10.47 and a half. Adding to the generally bearish sentiment, July soybean meal's $1.90 lower at $2.94.40. July soybean oil's down 47 points at 57 points at 49. Corn seeing some profit taking with planting and emergence both ahead of normal, and the USDA's initial condition rating of the season was a little bit lower than expected. That's limiting losses. Weekly export numbers are out Thursday, delayed a day by Memorial Day. July corn's 8 1/4 lower at 4.51 and a quarter. September's down 3 1/4 at 4.30 and a half. And after their early gains, wheat has turned mixed. The USDA's winter wheat rating dipped, and the spring wheat rating was below expectations. U.S. wheat does remain competitively priced on the export market. Export sales are going to be out on Friday, again pushed back a day by Memorial Day. July Chicago's steady at 5.28 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are lower, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get going. Asking prices are at 2.22 live, but packer inquiry remains extremely light. June live's down 92 at 214.20. August is 82 lower, 208.47. August feeders are down 225 at 295.90. September feeders are down $2.40 at 294.85. And nearby hogs are up. The deferred months are down as traders adjust spreads. June lean's 87 higher at 99.97. July's up 85 cents at 103. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Tomorrow is our May equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard. We have a nice lineup of skid loaders, hay equipment, and a huge load of tariff-beating imports from China, Texas, and Iowa. We call it Bit One Imports, our May equipment consignment auction, Thursday, May 29th at the Columbus Auction Yard. Our classic tractor auction is Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Get your classic tractors and antique implements down to the yard today so we can get it sold. Real estate is hot, and our team is selling real estate fast. Don't miss the market. If you've been thinking about selling or buying real estate, reach out to our team. We'll spend the time to talk with you about your options and help you come up with the best plan for you. We're more than a real estate firm. We have real estate sales, auction, legal, and marketing services all in-house. And our team is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Call today. More info on all of these auctions and our real estate services at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Bringing new meat products to market. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. When it comes to beef and pork, those available products that you find in the grocery store go well beyond steaks or chops. So how do new flavor combinations for things like sausage come about? Stephen Ross is a chef for Tyson Foods.
starts first with my group. So I support all the retail chefs in the company. The developers come to us. We speak for the flavor. We work with the scientist hand in hand. Take it, get the flavor set in the smoked sausage, and then we help commercialize it.
He tells Roundtail the next step is scaling up.
That's the hard part. You got to make sure you organize, make sure you put those numbers down. Because scaling up from, you know, what you're doing on the bench top, we call it our development there, to what we're doing in the plants is insurmountable. Tens of thousands of pounds difference between what you're doing, you know, just every day and, you know, making it in the plant.
And if you ever were curious about how much product could be made in a day, Ross has the answer.
At the plant that we're doing this in, we can actually make about 400,000 pounds a day of it. That's a lot of sausage.
That new product, along with two other flavors, launched earlier this month. With a little insight on how the sausage is made, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The news brief this 1 o'clock hour, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, and Medicaid and Medicare services, as well as delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A mad rush for food in Gaza leads to a stampede, gunfire, dozens of injuries, and at least one death.
Many walking miles to get to the site, but forced to leave empty-handed after the stampede. This man tells ABC News, "I'm going home again to hunger and death." Another saying, "I have a 10-member family and a..."